The key of resume is kind of the maros hatzoy voice. With the maros hatzoy voice, the mirrors of hatzoy voice. Hatzoy voice, we're going to learn that's the mirror that produces voice, many, many legions of children. That's hatzovu pesach omo. Voice that they got together, the Maras Hatzoy voice, Asher Tzovu Pesach Oyel Moed, they got together by Oyel Moed, Pesach Oyel Moed. So Rashi says, Benois Yisrael Hoy Yonam Marois, the Benois Yisrael had in their hand mirrors, Sheroyas Bank Hashem Iskashos. They had mirrors to see when they beautified themselves. When they put on their cosmetics and they got all faput, so the maisa, these women had mirrors. I knew the guys with everybody's paying attention, gonna get their attention. And these mirrors that were used to make themselves look beautiful. So that's your sort of a mirror. You need it. It helps you. You know, a person needs it. But if somebody that's bad, some doesn't. Anyway, but we get to Shiroz Berg Hashem Miskatshoiz. So they also, Moshe Rabbeinu said, everybody has to give whatever they can to the Mishkan. So these women came along with these big mirrors. They're beautiful mirrors. I said, let's give that to the Mishkan also. Moshe Rabbeinu said, ugh. This is what the women are bringing to me. These mirrors, they made to me beautiful. They make you assume the Yetzirah. They made for Yetzirah. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take those mirrors and use them for the Ki Eilu Chaviven Olam Min HaKoyel. These are the most choshev to me in the whole bit. Shal Yedeim Hamidu Hanoshim Tzvois Rabbis Mitzrayim. Through these mirrors, they also produce many, many children in Mitzrayim. And Rashi said, unbelievable Rashi. This Rashi is, you know, unbelievable. Rashi says, when the husbands were mom broken from the Havodas Perch Mitzrayim, they would go to them, the women would go to them and bring them Maichel, Umishto, Machilas Oisom, and they would make them, let them eat and drink. And then they would bring the mirrors and say, oh, I'm here, I'm more pretty than you. The wife would say, I'm much more. He would say, not. And that would lead them to want to have a title for their wives. And through that, they had children. And that caused, because in Mitzrayim, no one wanted to have children. What's going to have children for? The women had tremendous amuna. And the Gershbo said, you use those mirrors to help to bring more children to the world. For Mesiris Nefesh. So those are the mirrors that I want. So those are the mirrors. So the mice, it's a mirror to the Rashi. First of all, the soit of the Mishkan, but he said, what was the svar of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the gilu of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him? Elu chaviven alai mikulam. What's the pshat? Elu chaviven alai mikulam. These are the most important things of Kodesh Baruch Hu. These are the most chav endearing to me. So I want to say pshat is a. The pshat is a. The Yisoid of the Mishkan, Rabbi said, we'll see it later on. I mean, the whole Mishkan, we see many times it says it, Nidvaslev, we see it hundreds of times, many times written the thing. The Yisoid of the Mishkan was that the Mishkan represented the love affair between us and HaKadosh Baruch. That was what the Mishkan was all about. The Mishkan was a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to dwell with us. And we wanted to build a place for Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to come down and dwell amongst us. We want to build a home that the Shekhinah should come in and be with us. So in order for the Mishkan to be, the Yisoid of the Mishkan to be complete, it had to be with Toil Ahava. A total giving, and that's what it says in Shir Hashirim, Rotzuf Ahava. It was through and through love. The Yisod of the Mishkan was one big love that we had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Yisod of love, as we spoke about many times, is about giving. about giving. That's the sort of love. And the mistake of the world, that they have translated the world, taken the world and destroyed it from its real true meaning. What love really means, love means to give. And the more a person gives, that shows how much he loves the person. The more he's ready to give for that person, the more he's ready to give up for that person, the more he's ready to put out for that person. That is the greatest sign of love. And nothing but that, Rabbi. So maybe that was the Yisoid. That when he came, they came with the, I want to tie it up, Shadow says that, they came with the Maris. So what does the Maris show? It's a more of a thing about yourself. It's more about a thing of, selfish thing. What is the Maris for? The Maris are all about mirrors to show how beautiful I am. I want to make myself so beautiful, and I want to make myself so nice, and it's all about yourself. And here they take those Maris, and they say that's what the Maris are about. But so Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oh, it's all about it's Mois. It's not for you. It's all about a person beautifying himself." Comes along, Kodesh Baruch Hu, says, "No, you serve the Maris over you. These Maris I want to Africa, because all these Maris were for the purpose of doing my Ratzon, but Mesiris Nefesh in Mitzrayim. Mesiris Nefesh, the kid to Mamish to go have children in Mitzrayim at that time was the greatest Mesiris Nefesh, and the husbands weren't interested. So how are we going to have children to Mitzrayim? We're going to put them to death. They're going to kill out the babies." And the women went Mesiris Nefesh with the using the Maris as a tool in the Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, to have more children. We don't have to worry about the Mitzvah. And with that tool for Mesiris Nefesh, so it's just Eilu Chaviyu, because this is the greatest act of Mesiris Nefesh, to go out and to convince the husband to have children, even in the Mokon where it was a Sakon, it was difficult. But it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, it's Ratzon Hashem, and to show our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready to give ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it was the greatest of gifts, the most endearing thing, because it showed how much they wanted to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much they wanted to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yisoid of the Maris HaTzoivis. And Meila, the Yisoid, that we see how much it means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how a person is ready to give up, and ready to do, and ready to sacrifice, and ready to put out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how much a person shows he loves it. As we can talk to him today, tomorrow, how much he cares about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it only comes to fruition if a person taka puts out. The more he talks about it, it's nothing. But the more he does, and he acts upon it, there's something to it. And that's the same in our relationships with other people. It's a very, very nice thing. Yeah, he's my friend, I like this guy, and this and that. I love that. I like this guy. I like this person. Any relationship that you have with us, the only way to really testify and really think how much you care for that person is how much you ready to put out for that person. You can talk from today to tomorrow. Yeah, he's such a special guy. I care about him. I like him. I love him. And blah, blah, blah. Very, very nice. That's called mind that he's giving you something. Very nice. But that doesn't mean anything. The more you're ready to put out for that person, the more you're ready to sacrifice for the person, the more you're ready to go on to difficult situations for that person, there is the essence, the truth, the true meaning of love, a true meaning of caring. Other than that, it doesn't really mean anything. And with Maisa, we see that in all relationships, especially in relationships in Shalom Bayis, those areas, it's not the guy, who's he's not the guy who's Kafka. So nice to his wife, or whatever it is. But it depends on how much he's ready to go, to get up in the middle of the night, to care for her, to go to Chas V'Shalom, she needs to go to the hospital, so he's bothering her. That's when the truth comes out, Rabbi Sain. A guy comes back from he's engaged, oh, he's in love, this is all baloney, it's all salami, it's all this garbage. And the Maisa, it really goes into the etzav, the story that Ram has. How does a person able to come to that when he's ready to give for the zich? When he's ready to give for yourself? Too many people are into themselves. You can't. It's not true possible to love somebody because they're so into themselves. And the relationship between you and anybody, between you and the Rebbe Shalom also, our relationship with the Rebbe Shalom, the biggest stira for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our own selves. As the Chassidus Sfarim say, the Pasuk says, Anuichi Amarati Beinecha Bein Hashem. I stood, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I stood on the mountain between you and Hashem. That's a chashuv shot. But the Chassidus Sfarim say, Anoichi, the egoism, the I, that's what stands between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what stands with us in any relationship with us. We want to have a good relationship. We want to get close to somebody. You got to take away the zich. You got to take away the awe. You got to take away the feeling that I have to have someone. You have to misbottle yourself. You have to totally misbottle yourself. And those are the ones that have successful relationships. I say it doesn't go. You could stand on your head. You could go for counseling. You go for marriage counseling. You can go for this counseling, pre-marriage counseling, post-marriage counseling, during marriage counseling. It won't help. If a guy's not ready to back down from a zich, he's not going to get anywhere. It's not going to be successful. You might have a bearable marriage. You might make it through, maybe the first year, the second year, but eventually it's going to come terminate. And if it doesn't terminate, it's going to be a sour marriage, because there's no such thing as having a relationship with somebody if you're not ready to give up from your own self for that person. And the more you're ready to give up, the more successful being the manager. That's the sort of everything. What's the one you saw to be successful? Ready to give up for the other person as much as possible. And that's what a person should learn these years before. A person sometimes has to have his way, and he has to have his mahalach, and he has to have this thing. He's not ready to share, ready to give. It's all very fine at the end. He might feel he's the winner right now. Baruch Hashem, you know, the Sofer Shaldova, he's not going anywhere. Sofer Shaldova, he's not going anywhere in relationships. And this is going to be his detriment his whole life. He'll never get anywhere. If he needs to have his way, it's not going to go. He need to learn to let down with the zich, the eye. And then if the eye is be able to let down, Be'ez Hashem, it can be zicha. A tremendous matzah. That's the whole soul of the Mishkan. It's not shayach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to dwell on our Mishkan without showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we gave everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Vayichru. So we gave everything. We gave all our stuff, everything, our most valuable treasures. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to that Mishkan. He's ready to dwell and give it himself. He's ready to do something that's not shayach. He put himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shachted al yoinim. He shochet the highest of worlds. He's going to come dwell amongst us. Yes, because we're ready to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give up for us. That brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, the Mishkan. And that brings Be'ez Hashem, Mashiach, Zikeinu, and Heil. Amen.